What did you do, Pa? I besought the Lord. I besought the Lord. I besought the Lord. I went to pray. I turned to prayer request at the end of Tuesday morning prayer meeting. I asked the men to pray about it. I asked the ladies to pray about it. I asked the church to pray about it. I besought the Lord. I besought the Lord. Somebody just needs to seek the Lord and seek His word and seek His will. Your answer, I'm going to tell you, the veil between you and your answer is so thin that the slightest little knife of pain is going to slice that thing. You know, the scripture says this is a sword. All you may have is one scripture, but that's going to be enough to slice that veil, and just beyond that veil is your answer. Now, he didn't look inside himself. He didn't turn to human experts. He didn't depend totally on the help of friends. He besought the Lord. Paul was by no means a spiritual softy. He wasn't an apostolic hippie. No. For him to even ask once for help with this trial tells us that it was something serious. But he doesn't just stop with one asking. Paul asked once when the trial had gotten to a breaking point. Lord, Lord, take this away. Why do we have to beg and go through this? First request. Here comes the second request. It's persisting. He didn't get an answer the first time. He felt the frustration and the discouragement of the trial. So there was another request. Lord, take this away. Why do I have to go through this and others don't? Why do I have this and others do not? David said, my feet almost slipped when I looked around and saw what others didn't have to go through and what I was having to go through. Third request. The problem didn't stop. The situation didn't change. The pressure didn't disappear. It could have been at this point that Paul felt like he couldn't take another step. And that brings me to the crux of the message and the statement that God spoke to me this week for this Sunday morning. He was going to come to give somebody strength for another step. There's strength here today for another step. There is strength for another step in the power of the Holy Ghost that resides in this house right now. You have come with your first, your second, and maybe even your third request. God, I don't think I can go another step due to all of these accumulated pressures and accumulated problems. I have tried to do my best. I tried to serve you and your people. I have preached and believed your gospel. I have witnessed and taught and prayed and fasted and believed. God, I don't know if I can take another step. I see in my spiritual mind's eye some person on a journey. And because of the beating down of the sun of this life, and the trials, and the storms, and the winds, and the rough rocks, and the situations, and even being caught amongst the thieves of the road of life, you have walked into this Sunday morning service in July to Apostolic Pentecostal Church. And you have said it in your spirit, I don't know if I can take another step. I am weary. I have been beaten. I have expended what energy I could to serve God and keep myself strong and others that are around me strong. But I don't know if I can take another step. Child of God, God is still on your side. God is still with you. I've walked through storms. I've walked through rain. I have walked through difficulty. Intercessors, I'm asking you to start tuning in right now to start interceding for somebody. I can't even explain to you what I see in my mind's eye. I can't explain how weary they look. I can't explain their stagger as they try to gain their composure and their strength. But they just weave from side to side. They're not a bad person. They've not done wrong or done evil. It's just the hardships and the burden that they have come through one request and two requests and repeated requests. And I don't know if I can take another step. But when I am at my lowest and at my weakest, I heard a voice. My grace, God's grace, is sufficient for you, for strength, for your next step. Would you lay your hand upon somebody right now, and would you pray the grace of God for them right now, the covering and the strength of the grace of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray a covering of grace over this entire congregation and then individually, like blankets, over every individual that is here. And Lord, let your voice be heard. Let your tender invitation be heard. Your grace is sufficient. Your grace is sufficient. There is strength for the next step. There is strength for the next step. Hallelujah. 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 Give your strength, Lord. Let your grace be what is felt here. Not man's word, not man's ideas, not man's spirit. Your grace, Lord, your grace. I pray a release of your grace throughout this place right now. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, oh. Oh, 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 God. Pray for one another that there be a spirit of compassion that sweeps over us for its grace for another step. There's grace. God wants to strengthen some child of God that's carrying a heavy load and a heavy burden. Oh, he's already promised that his strength is going to be in this house at this moment. It's here. It's here. Go ahead. This is strength for the journey. The angels are going to come as they did for Jesus when he was weak after fasting and praying those 40 days. The minute the angels are going to come, the ministering spirit of the Lord. His grace is sufficient. There's going to be strength for the next step. There's going to be strength for the next step. And when you take the next, it'll be there. Hallelujah. Excuse us, visitors, just a moment. I just want us to get real honest with ourselves right now. Isn't there still room at Apostolic Pentecostal Church? Isn't it still appropriate for somebody that doesn't have it all together and somebody doesn't have all the strength they need to come staggering down and hide them? I hope we haven't gotten too good. I hope we haven't gotten too critical. To where we keep somebody back in the pew, some dear child of God, like an Apostle Paul that's trying to live for God, and yet they just need strength for the next step. And this could be the message or the service or the move of God or the altar call that gives it to them.
And yet they'd be afraid because of peer pressure. I'm going to tell you, when God sees it staggering, He says, "My grace is sufficient." He doesn't say, "My grace failed." He doesn't say, "Where did I mess up?" He doesn't say, "Where did you mess up?" He said, "My grace. I've got what you need to take that next step." I don't really want it to take this, but maybe there needs to be some times when we just get to that point where we can do nothing else but stagger, and we don't have enough strength but only to put one foot in front of another, and we wonder if there's going to be strength for the next one. Oh, I've had it all together so long and so often. Oh, what about depending on God? I need you. I want us to go back to that old chorus again. I need Thee. Lord, I need Thee. Every hour, God, I need strength for the next step. I need strength. One prayer. Repeated prayer. Repeated petition. Trouble on every hand. I don't know about tomorrow, but we do know the one who holds tomorrow. I nor your friends can probably give you the answer that you're looking for, but there is strength for the next step. If you'll just believe God for the strength that He wants to give you for the next step, whatever happens after that, God is going to be in control. I need Thee. Oh, I need Thee. Every hour. As you stand all in one motion, which just begin to come, if you want that strength for the next.